Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Trevor. Trevor says, "We had an offer put on our house. I felt pressured to accept the offer, but my wife did not sign it. Both of us are on the deed. Are we still bound to sell the house, even though she did not sign?" Contractually, no, Trevor. However, if throughout the purchase transaction, your wife performed or acted in a manner that leads one to believe that she assented to the agreement, then the purchaser may have an equitable claim against you, nonetheless. For example, your wife sends an email to the real estate agent giving permission or makes statements to the agent that now she wants to look into a new house. Other examples could be that she scheduled a time to let the purchaser's home inspector in or called a moving company to quote your move. These are but examples. I hope that helps. The next question is from Colleen in Dryden. She says, "We received acceptance on an offer to a house that still has well and septic. On the acceptance page, the seller writes that they are not responsible for any deferred water assessment and that the buyer is. What does that mean?" So that means the seller is transferring the risk that if there are any assessments for water prior to your closing on the sale, that you will bear the costs of said assessments. It doesn't seem appropriate to have a water bill when you have a well and septic system. So check with your municipality on any pending assessments. The final question today is from Carlo in Detroit. Carlo's question is, "What do I need to prove damage was caused by subtenants, not us?" Generally, Carlo, when you sublease, you are still responsible to the landlord for abiding by all of the provisions to the lease. Unless in writing you and your landlord agreed otherwise, I believe you will be held accountable for the sublessee's damages. However, the landlord must still provide a list of damages to you and the amount of the anticipated repairs. If the amount does not exceed the $1,500, you should have monies returned to you. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.